This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Hello. And welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show. It is Monday, July 14th, 2025. I am Paul Gallant, and I might have the bubonic plague. It's not fun dealing with the bubonic plague. Blood spitting up everywhere. Awful things at all moments of time. But we are doing this from the Gallant Says podcast studios, which is to say, a room that to some looks like a mother's basement. So we'll be here for today and maybe tomorrow as I try my absolute best to recover from whatever the hell it is I'm dealing with, which for now, Sean, I believe is strep throat. Yeah, not great.
Yeah, but we never, you know, things can change. It's all fluid. Could be bubonic plague, Ebola.
Could be.
Everything's on the table.
Ebola.
I will say, I don't think it looks like a mom's basement. I think it looks more like a dad's basement.
Oh, nice.
I think it has more of that feel. A lot of,
I like that, yeah. I remember
a lot of
bobbleheads here. Yeah, there's Funko Pops and everything. Yeah, a visitor once told me that I'm a child, and that hurt my feelings a little bit. Then they pointed out the popcorn ceilings, and I kicked them out. And that was the last time we ever saw them, and that's how things go sometimes. But yeah, if you notice me sounding differently today, it's because I'm dealing with strep throat, which somehow I get a lot as if I am still a toddler going to kindergarten or pre-K and, I don't know, doing what kids do, like sticking crayons up my nose and such. Speaking of sticking crayons up your nose, how about the Houston Astros against the Texas Rangers at Daikin Park this past weekend, huh? I mean, you lose 2 of 3. You've lost 5 of 6. Things not looking so great for the Astros. I saw a lot of people all bent out of shape because not only did they begin the series with a fourth straight loss, which we saw Friday night, in a start where Lance McCullers didn't look so good. But trust us and trust him, he felt pretty good while giving up those many runs he gave up. But they lost 4 in a row. Going into Saturday, they won Saturday thanks to some heroics by Zach Short, and then they lose yesterday's game. They don't score a lot of runs. I get that people are frustrated. I get people are flustered, but I'm going to share with you some wisdom that I think you need in a time like this from a wise philosopher who said this in 1984, and I quote, "Relax, don't do it. When you want to go to it, relax, don't do it. When you want to come, relax, don't do it. When you want to suck it, chew it. Relax, don't do it. When you want to come, when you want to come." I'm, of course, quoting the wise philosopher Frankie Goes to Hollywood and their 1984 jam, Relax. Look, with the stretch they had just been on, they were bound for a stretch like this, given the injuries and given the amount of taxing that the pitching has taken. I don't think there's any reason for concern out of these five losses in six games. And okay, maybe that becomes a different conversation based off of what happens against the Seattle Mariners coming out of the All-Star break. But I think everyone's got to chill. And I don't think there's a lot of people that are freaking out, but the people that actually are, it's as if you took the entirety of this stretch where the Astros were playing their best baseball for granted and were ignoring the things that they overcame to win. That's the thing I really find hilarious. You've seen this team do so many things. You're seeing this team do things where it's really difficult to explain it, given all of the injuries and given the people that they are throwing out into the lineup on a daily basis. They're lucky to have gotten to the lead that they got. And it's not just due to the American League West being pretty bad. It's also due to, you getting fortunate. You're scoring runs with an offense that's putting out guys like Zach Short and Kennedy Corona and Cooper Hummel, and a rotation that's throwing in guys like Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter. The fact that they have the record they have right now is a wonderful anomaly, but we all have to admit that's what it is. I know that you don't want to. I know you want to say, oh, the Astros, they just got this winning culture, and they're going to keep on doing it over and over and over again. But they're fortunate to be in this spot, and one of the benefits of winning at a pace that's completely unrealistic is that you've built yourself a pretty damn good lead in the American League West, and things should still be pretty good for you going forward. Five is obviously a closer division lead than seven, but we're talking about a five-game division lead, and it's the All-Star break. Did any of us think that we would see that maybe in early May? You might have expected it because that's just how things generally go for this team, but I feel like at this moment in time, if you're flustered and you're freaking out about this losing two or three against the Rangers, I think, as I said last week, I think you need a life. You know, a lot of the Astros games I watched over the weekend felt like I was watching them in the midst of a fever dream, because I was dealing with a fever. I got to 101.4 at one point. That was a little concerning. And as I'm sitting on my couch watching the Astros game on the small TV and a variety of movies and TV shows I'd never seen, I kept on looking up and thinking to myself, yeah, I mean, not unexpected, especially with the amount of Adolis Garcia and his unnecessary excitement over this mid-July series. I was like, yeah, I kind of expected some of this. So that's where I'm at. If you want to weigh in on this, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. If you're freaking out about this Astros series where you lost two or three against the Rangers, I need to know why. And I guess I'll be your therapist, because it can't always be worse. You could have Ebola, like me, the plague, whooping cough, dysentery. What's your favorite disease that you could get on the Oregon Trail? 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Smallpox. It happens. We thought we were past it. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just asking the tough questions out there.
Was cholera a...
Cholera was one, yes, yeah. Sean.
Okay.
I think generally they all had similar side effects and symptoms.
It's all like you poop and bleed to death, right?
Yeah, a lot of bleeding. A lot of bleeding in places where you weren't supposed to bleed. I feel like there's a reason that some of these guys from back in the day, they always had these like giant handkerchiefs, and it was literally just to cough blood into them.
Yeah, the consumption.
Yeah, because they didn't want anyone to know about it, essentially.
Doc Holliday, one of our greatest lungers.
I'll be a huckleberry.
Is Paul Gallant a lunger? 713-780-3777.
You know what? I've never heard that term before.
Can I still say the word on the radio?
It sounds like a slur the way that you said it right there.
It's what they call Doc Holliday for having tuberculosis.
Ah, you're a lugger. Yeah. You're dying slowly in front of us.
That's what the jokes were back in the day. you're dying? We have a name for that.
It's morbid. It's fun. You got to have fun, whether you're losing 2 or 3 to the Rangers or you're... You know, coughing up blood due to whooping cough. You got to have fun, okay? Anyway, what do I have? 713-780-3776 to call into text in. Who would you blame for what went down over the weekend? A lot of stuff to dive into on today's show. It is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. Listening to the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776. It's how you call in. It's how you text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 97.5. Some comments here. What disease does Paul have right now? It is strep throat. I went to my primary care, which was thankfully open on Saturday, and they got me some stuff, but it's slow working. Been a lot of fever. Been a lot of sweat. Blankety blank blank says tuberculosis, Gallant. Hudab suggests get Paul an iron lung. I suggest this. I wish I could just get rid of my tonsils. I have massive tonsils, and right now they're even more massive than they normally are. So you try drinking or doing anything that involves nutrition or just hydrating every single sip, a little bit painful. Not so great. It is tough. And I mean, at this point, I've had this a regular amount of times where maybe I should get my tonsils out at age 36. I don't know.
You should do it, but schedule it for them to be taken out at like 9:30 so we can get loopy Paul on 12.
But then I'll sound all raspy. I'll be like, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah. Maybe we can just do a social media video or something.
Oh, yeah. Take the day off. That could work.
In this hypothetical scenario where you get your tonsils taken out at 35, 36.
I mean, as a bit, and we could get a sponsorship, you know, from tonsillectomy folks. Someone could do it pro bono, and then we'd have advertising all show long. Me talking like, hello, everybody. I'm going to sound like RFK.
Or those anti-smoking commercials.
There's so many chemicals in your Fruit Loops. From the 936, Paul, sorry to hear about your AIDS. That's from Eric the Driver. From the 409, typhoid fever. Also, some other nominations. From the 832, cat scratch fever. Okay. From the 832, Paul, I got strep throat one time and it was awful. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I get it a lot. I feel like I get it every other year. At least I have for basically like the last 5 or 6 years.
Didn't you have it last year?
Yeah, I had it in December last year. Yeah. You know what I think it is? I didn't have all my antibiotics because it took so long to get the antibiotics last time that I figured, you know what, I'm going to keep a couple of antibiotics around so that next time around I'll be fine. But apparently you don't do that, and that might have actually, you know, I don't know, let the bacteria live a little bit longer and stuff, you know?
Oh, okay. That's very Astros team doctor of you. I will say.
You know what? I'm glad the Astros team doctors weren't looking at me yesterday because they probably would have said, to suck it up, you little bitch.
Yeah.
Get back out there. What? It seems like you have a fracture right now, huh?
To your credit, you're not going on the IL.
No. We played through it. I drove back from Galveston while feeling all the effects of it, you know? Some comments here talking about this homestand for the Astros where they did lose 5 of 6. And it's definitely frustrating, but I don't think it's anything worth getting upset about. From the 832, I don't know if you want to call it upset, but being schooled all 6 games and winning one by what some people are saying minor league players, our pitchers certainly weren't minor league pitchers. No, the pitching has been rather disappointing of late. Josh Hader's had his moments. Now, 2 home runs that would only have been home runs at Daikin Park that have certainly sucked the last week or so. You've seen Lance McCullers struggle the way that he did on Friday. Christian Walker's getting blame thrown at him again. Bryce Matthews, his first couple of performances, not great. A lot of swings and misses, a lot of watching strikes go by. People are mad at Yiner Diaz. Hell, people are even mad at Joe Espada. My go-to account for like figuring out a way to highlight that Astros fans are angry is Milo Hamilton's microphone, because this person's just so passionate about the Astros on a daily basis. And he was so angry about Espada's lineup yesterday with Paredes, Smith, Altuve, Christian Walker, Caratini, but with Taylor Trammell, Cooper Hummel, and Zach Short. He was like, whoa, where's Yiner? He needs to day off before the All-Star break. Stupid. You know, well, people are mad. I feel, though, that this was bound to happen after a certain point in time, you know? What else do we have here from the 832? The best thing about this homestand was I got the 2,500th hit home, the 2,500 home ball off of Altuve. Other than that, it was tough to watch. Our injuries have officially caught up with us. Yeah, and I mean, they should have a while ago. They're playing without Yordan, Jeremy Pena, and Jake Myers, who one of them, of all those three, who would have thought it would be Yordan, was the one who stunk. And the other two, I mean, they've been carrying you offensively this year. And you're going to be without, at the very least, Pena for a little bit. And we'll see if you get Jake Myers back sooner rather than later. It sounds like he's going to be out at least a month. So you were playing well above the level of realism that those injuries lent themselves to. I mean, you should have lost a lot already. You should have. Not the end of the world. That's at least how I feel. From the 713, the Mariners got hot before the break. We got cold. We get to regroup. And I say this break benefits us more than the Mariners, especially Hunter Brown. Yeah, Hunter Brown's been really disappointing. Yeah, you almost wish Hunter Brown was in the All-Star game. I did not see that coming, honestly, yesterday out of Hunter. But it happens. He's probably pitched himself out of the Cy Young with these last couple of starts. What else do we have here? Oh, lots of people are talking. Paul, you have throat discomfort. Paul, you might need a Z pack or something like that. Paul, this is what happens when you date trannies. Hey, that's not a nice term, sir. First of all, and second of all, the girlfriend is a strong, powerful, independent woman. Okay. Everybody. So there you go. I'm not freaking out about it. And now the All-Star break is upon us. I think at this moment in time, you definitely wonder if the Astros are going to make some sort of trade at the trade deadline. Do you get a bat? A lefty specifically? That doesn't seem as much of a priority, though, as the pitching just based off of the last week. Pitching let them down. You got the strength of your team right now is your pitching. And we've seen what happens when the pitching does not live up to the level that we've grown accustomed to them pitching at this year, you know? Because they have been truly incredible this season. I think that they have pitched as well as they have, considering the injuries that they've had in that department, is one of the upsets of the year. But, you know, listen, you win some, you lose some. Paul, what a sports talk show host take. You win some, you lose them. I know. But, I mean, that's what it is. We Sean and I feel the same way on this. I know, yeah. Sean does.
Yeah, it's the idea of, like, they so over exceeded any reasonable expectation
by an insane rate
in June that's like they're still like in the profit given how much they lost a little bit money this last week, but we're still in the green.
Still in the black,
because,
yeah,
because look at the injury report. The fact that Chaz McCormick seems to be the only one that's relatively close to coming back, and I haven't checked, but at last check he had zero hits in three games for the Space Cowboys.
No, not doing so hot.
So that's the reinforcements on the way, and just it's a situation where we're getting mad someone's getting mad at the Astros lineup, and that ends with Zach Short, Taylor Trammell, and Mauricio Dupont. Like, this is a tough spot. Victor Caratini's batting fifth. Cam Smith, who's been good this season, but is still, fresh out of college, is batting second, and that's, like, not out of insane, given who's available. So, yeah, I'm with you where, to me, it's just, it was so unsustainably high given the injuries that now that they have kind of come falling back to earth. To me, it's what upsets me the most is that A, the Guardians just weren't a good team or aren't a good team when they came to town, and you kind of, gave them a boost, really, and that it's the Rangers that you lost two out of three against. The Angels or, some other team of that caliber. It's just the fact that it's that team and Adolis Garcia, that guy who hits a home run off of you. That's the part that leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth. But it's less about, like, the actual state of this team. It's just more like, man, these guys got one on us. That sucks.
Especially when it's Adolis Garcia just being an insufferable, the entirety of it.
I know you're at home, but, you're still on the radio.
The premature celebration when he hit the single on Saturday, only for the Astros to win via a Zach Short walk-off, that was very satisfying. The problem is he had multiple other moments over the weekend where he kept on doing the same thing he always does. And I saw a couple of posts go viral, whether it was the Rangers TV broadcast who said that Adolis has 19 home runs at Daikin Park, which isn't true. He has 19 career home runs against the Astros. Or it's Jared Sandler, the radio voice of the Rangers, calling Adolis the mayor of Houston. That part, I think, made it a little bit worse. But positive? I mean, it's good to feel something. And the Rangers made you feel hate. How about that? The Rangers made you feel hate over the weekend. So now you know. Hate is once again in your heart. And while you might be pissed at the Astros, like some of the people who are calling into their post-game show on Sunday, I'm telling you, just dial it back. If you're going to be mad at anything, just be mad that it was, as Sean said, it was against the Rangers and that the Mariners are getting a little hot. But I'm not going to be stressing about this past week of Astros baseball until the Mariners actually can handle them in a series this year. Now, we've seen this Mariners actually be surprisingly decent in recent series against the Astros, considering we think they're all choking dogs. But I'm not freaking out. You shouldn't be either. Enjoy the All-Star break. Get away from baseball for a little bit. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Sean Mapes is back at Mission Control. I'm doing it from my home because I've got that little strep throat going on. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. You can also join on the brand new ESPN Houston app. Speaking of the All-Star game, why the hell is no one going? We'll talk about that on the other side. Stick around.
ESPN 975.
This
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Ocho Texto texts in, Paul, why are some Astros fans worried about the Mariners? The Astros are closer to leading the AL than they are of losing the division lead, but fans are worried about a Mariners team that's five games back. Relax. Yeah, I'm not concerned with the Mariners right now. I will perhaps change my tune based off of what happens first series after the All-Star break, but right now, not sweating them.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat where even before this Rangers series, I was like, kind of get back to me next Friday. Like, get back to me when the Mariners come to town, partially because the Rangers are far enough back to where, like, they're not even really in my rearview mirror, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not.
Eight and a half back.
Yeah, there wasn't, like, some big movement opportunity, and they only gained one game this series. So, yeah, I think that the Mariners series, that's when I'll be back to, you know, living and dying and reacting to each game. but after the run that they went on, especially the Dodgers series last or 2 weekends ago now, it was hard for me to. I get why they kind of felt like they ran out of juice, because I think I ran out of juice before the All-Star break too.
They have a one-game lead, the Astros do, on the Blue Jays for the 2 seed in the American League. They have a 3-game lead over the Yankees, and look at who just popped up out of nowhere after getting rid of Rafael Devers. The Boston Red Sox are 4 games back of the Astros for the 2 seed. They have won 10 straight.
Yeah, they're red hot.
Yeah. I didn't even notice that until the other day, because Bill Simmons started paying attention to them again, and I was like, oh, wow, they must be doing really well. And, yep, that's 10 wins in a row. That'll do it. 10 wins in a row. But, again, baseball is a sport where teams will get hot for a period of time that makes little to no sense. You could say that what the Astros went through over the last couple of weeks was exactly that, and it might be the best that they play all year long. It might, because it was an unbelievable level that they were playing at with a lot of obstacles that they had to overcome to do it. That's not me saying that they're going to come screaming back to earth. It's more me saying, how can you get mad about what they did this past week when what they did 2 weeks before was sweep the Phillies, take 2 or 3 against the Cubs, and sweep the Dodgers? You can't. Unless you're just the cake-eateriest cake-eater there is. The Karen who complains, looking for a reason to complain. And those people, yeah, get a life. It's baseball, dude. It's baseball.
Yeah, to me it is like what you touched on the first segment of like the Astros just went on this crazy run, and it felt like no one really enjoyed it, because the second things got hard, it's back to time to, you know, run for the lifeboats. You know, like it's just such a overreaction towards the negative, but in the course of the positive, there does need to be a little bit of like, wow, this is actually amazing what they're doing. Like, how many series in a row had it been since they lost? Like, they won like 14 straight series or something.
Early May, it was insane. I mean, they were the third last team. There's two other teams that haven't done it, and I think it's the Cubs and Tigers, to finally have a 4-game losing streak. Oh, no! You know? That's at least the reaction we're getting from some on that front. By the way, it's been really interesting watching the All-Star game, which is tomorrow night, and the amount of people that are just opting out of it altogether. So, Isak Paredes was eventually selected to the All-Star game as an alternative, but he's not going to go either to spend time with his family or due to family issues. I've seen multiple reports on that front. And if you take a look at Paredes, along with some of the other guys who have decided out on the All-Star game, it's 17 players. 17. That is surprising. And, okay, maybe they don't want to go to Atlanta. Maybe they would rather actually go hang out with their family at this moment. But, and obviously the Astros have some guys that are banged up right now. So, you know, Jeremy Peña, among other guys. Hunter Brown obviously started yesterday. It's just surprising to see that many people are opting out. And we've gotten to a point where there's a big controversy taking place in the National League side of things, because there's another pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers named Jacob Mizorowski. And this is a guy that we've talked about before on the show, only because Clayton Kershaw said he'd never heard of him. And then in a game where Kershaw struggled, Mizorowski pitched pretty well. So this guy got selected to the All-Star game despite just five starts at the major league level. He's been pretty good. He's 4-1 with a 2.81 ERA to this point. And, I mean, some people are actually pissed about this, specifically members of the Philadelphia Phillies. Trey Turner, what a joke. That's effing terrible, man. I mean, that's terrible, dude. JT Realmuto, nothing against the Mizorowski kids, but those two, I think he was talking about a couple of Phillies pitchers are deserving.
Yeah.
Nick Castellanos said, Sean, it's turning into the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, I think the reason the Phillies are so bent out of shape about it is that one if not two of their pitchers they thought were snubbed and were, you know, the next man up, so to speak, in the All-Star game alternates thing. Five starts is not enough starts. Like, let me just let's start with that. Like, this guy could be awesome. You said his numbers, like a 2.3 ERA. Like, that's good. That's an ERA worthy of being an All-Star, but can we get 10-12 starts before that? Like, Skeens broke the record last year for fewest starts before making an All-Star game, and I think he was 11 or 12 starts. So that's twice as much of a body of work from Skeens last year than we got from Mizorowski so far. So, yeah, I'm the Phillies are obviously more, you know, they have a specific reason about why they're so upset, but I do agree with them just like directionally of like, I don't think that you should make five starts and be an All-Star.
I'm with you on that one. And yeah, I'm with the Phillies on that one. Just not as outraged about it. But when you have 17 guys opting out, I mean, it lends itself to this. 17 is a lot. I mean, if we're talking about the actual total rosters, I don't know if it's 25-25, but if it is 25 for the American League and 25 for the National League, I mean, we're talking about a quarter.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit bigger than 25, but it's not, you know, that much bigger than 25 for the All-Star game. But I agree with you that, like, 17 guys skipping out. I get some of those might be pitchers that pitched on Sunday, so they won't be available. There's some more to the numbers, but, you know, you have guys like Isak Paredes, who I'm not, you know, throwing a shot at him or anything, but it's just like, oh, family stuff came up, like, I can't go. That just happens. It's happening a lot, if not family stuff, then just, you know, like we saw with the Astros. It was the year in Seattle, I feel like, where we thought that it might have been like some shadow protest by the Astros of like Altuve has never played or hasn't played an All-Star game in like 3 or 4 years or something like that. Like, there is something about baseball now where guys are more comfortable or more willing to just be like, no, thanks. Rather just have the week off.
Yeah, I would rather have the week off. So based off of my just hand count, it's 40 per team, 40 All-Stars, which is also still insane. But 17 opting out.
Because I know they go deep in the bench. That's how I knew. I figured it was more because, like, you know, pitchers pitch one, maybe the starter pitches two innings.
Right.
So they're going through a lot of pitchers. Obviously, the position players, they basically have like three different lineups out there. So it is big rosters, but still, like, 17 is a lot, especially because a lot of those, you know, how it works is that those 17 were like the first choices to be All-Stars.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, Jeremy Peña got hurt, but he was an All-Star. and now he won't play in the All-Star game, and now someone worse than him will.
Now it's turning into the Pro Bowl with quarterbacks, where it's Mac Jones is a Pro Bowler, or some of the other guys.
Tyler Huntley 1 year was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
right.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was wild. I mean, they got to keep going down the list, and eventually someone's going to say yes.
Yeah,
because then you could lie the rest of your life and say I was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? Is that
that's
once,
what I would do?
Once
for.
You're like a two-time All-Star, you're like, you know what? I'm good. Two-time. The difference between being a two-time All-Star and three-time, it's like, whatever. I'll play in one of the games just to say I did it, just so, you know, I have a video for my grandkids.
Yeah.
After that, who cares?
I think no matter what, you're an All-Star. You will be called that for life, even if you do opt out of it. And it will say, hey, you were a three-time All-Star. So you can opt out and not go, and you still get all of the benefits of it.
It's just at some point there'll be a year that has like 70 All-Stars in it because there's just so many people are opting out.
And you'll be like, wait, what? This doesn't make any sense.
Wait, half the league was an All-Star?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Every team had four All-Stars because they all said no.
You know what? We're just trying to spread the wealth, okay?
I guess. Hey, a lot of people's contracts probably have bonuses for being All-Stars. So, yeah, there's a game being played here.
Maybe a participation trophy culture isn't all that bad. We all get one.
It's putting money in Isak Paredes' pocket.
Yeah, yeah. Like we're happy for Isak Paredes. Anyway, it is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call the text. That is Sean Mays behind the glass. You want to jump in on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. The Astros drafted a guy who seems like he's pretty cool. Based off of the vibes, vibe check, vibetacular. I sound so old. Stick around. It's the Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 975. The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston and on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. I'm a little more muted today because I'm dealing with strep throat, hanging out at the Gallant Says podcast studios in my condo. I think my cat's in here and wants to get out desperately. I think he was taking a nap. And ever since I started loudly talking, and this is me at about a 7, which is still pretty damn loud. And now she is just hanging out by the door, pawing at it because I think she is irritated by the grating nature of my voice. Hey, you know, sometimes you just got to deal with it. That's what gets you your meow mix, babe. Anyway, Astros have lost 5 of 6 going into the All-Star break. They lost 2 of 3 against the Texas Rangers. Going into the break, I think this texter put it best from the 832. If you would have told me before the year started that Yordan would be a non-factor, the starting pitching would be decimated by injuries, and Jake Myers and Jeremy Pena are two of your better offensive players, I would say the run is over. It's time to start rebuilding. The fact they have a 5-game lead in the American League West is astonishing. That's how I feel. And just keep on reminding yourself of that. This season looked like early on it could be a lot like the year before. For now, it's not. It's closer to the years of the dynasty. And, I mean, this texter didn't even mention that Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman left this offseason. So, things to keep in mind. Another texter as far as all the people opting out of the All-Star game. There's an easy fix to this. Either show up for the All-Star game or you're not considered an All-Star. Then people will stop opting out. There's an easy fix to this. Either show up for the All-Star game, or you're not considered an All-Star and people will stop opting out. Well, good luck with that, though. The Players Association, you think Manfred's going to be able to pull this off? By the way, this is Rob Manfred introducing the 2025 Major League Baseball draft over the weekend. Oh, man, you can hear the insecurity in his voice.
The commissioner is Rob Manfred. He will take us through the draft by announcing the names of those that are selected. And here he is for the first time tonight, the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Good evening. Good evening, and welcome to Major League Baseball's 2025 draft. We're delighted to be here at the Coca-Cola Roxy in Atlanta for tonight's festivities.
He had no confidence there. And if you look at his face as he's saying that, Goodell, who is a robot, has figured out a way to handle all the boos. And Adam Silver's a weird-looking guy himself, has also figured out how to handle the boos. But he doesn't get that many. Manfred gets booed on a level that Goodell gets, and you can tell he hates it. He's very uncomfortable with it. He doesn't know how to lean into it. And it's funny because it is Astros related. I think a lot of people hate Manfred because they felt like he was a softy when it came to punishing the Astros. And let's be honest, he was. I mean, it was just the manager who gets kicked out. Oh, no, we lost our manager. And the general manager and Jeff Luhnow. That's it.
And the manager now manages the Detroit Tigers, who have the best record in the American League. Like all the guys that got popped are all, you know, Alex Cora.
Red Hot Red Sox.
Had to sit down for a year, and he's, yeah, now managing a team that's won 10 straight games. I mean, Jeff Luhnow on Friday was talking with Chandler Rome of The Athletic, and Chandler asked him, like, is he open to coming back to baseball, or can he come back to baseball? And Jeff Luhnow said, I don't think I'm blackballed. Teams have reached out to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm blackballed. I don't want to.
He doesn't want to do baseball anymore, you know?
So just none of the players got suspended or anything. And all the people that did get punished by losing their jobs all immediately regained jobs or are actively choosing not to work in baseball again.
Yeah.
Like, really nothing happened. Like, nothing actually happened.
Nothing happened, and the Astros are still good, and Manfred's a convenient whipping boy.
Yeah.
And I love that he gets booed the way that he does, and that he can't handle it either. At least Goodell does that corny, come on!
Yeah, let's hear it.
Man, bring it on!
Well, also, what he'll do now is he'll bring a meat shield up there with him where it's like
a child. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so like St. Jude's cancer ward or something. Yep. Like, he'll just come up with like every kid in Green Bay who's ever had a bad thing happen to him will be on the stage with me. You can't boo me now. Watch this. I'll walk up with a former player. I'll walk up with anyone just to avoid the booing.
Manfred should have brought me from Saturday or Friday night over. As I was sweating. This is a sickly man, Paul, who was wrapped up in like 8 blankets all Friday and Saturday, and didn't leave his couch until Sunday at 4 p.m. over the weekend.
It's you and Chipper Jones
there
in Atlanta to win them over.
just wheel me out. Like I look like a zombie out there. The guy the Astros drafted seems awesome. They drafted Xavier Nayans with their first pick, 21st overall. Nayans is a high schooler. It's the first high school player they've taken in the first round since Kyle Tucker back in 2015. And Nayans is a bit of a hit, partially because asked what he knows about the Astros, Nayans said, I know they whip up on the Mariners in the AL West. Nayans is a Mariners fan who said he'd attended many Astros Mariners games at T-Mobile Park. Beautiful park to watch a game if you've never been. Also, Nayans back in 2022, when the Yankees posted a graphic that said, first to 60 wins, Nayans responded, just to lose in the ALCS. Boom. Got him.
Yeah.
And also, we ended up being right because they lost to the Astros in the ALCS.
Yeah, no, this guy seems awesome. I know nothing about him. I didn't know he was a high schooler. I didn't know what position he plays. I'm only vaguely aware that third baseman?
Primarily shortstop and third base, but also pitched.
Okay. But yeah, I like this guy.
Scouts have noted his potential power and arm strength, projecting him to potentially stick at third base. He is considered a high ceiling prospect. The Astros also drafted Ethan Frey. Frey is a last name. Sorry, Game of Thrones. It's just not. Game of Thrones has ruined the Frey last name for anyone. So sorry about that, Ethan. That's tough. I mean, he was born before the Freys, you know, murdered the Starks. But spoiler alert.
Yeah, he had nothing to do with the Red Wedding.
He wasn't there. Okay, and Arya also didn't kill him or make him eat his dad in a pie.
Yeah. Yeah, that was above his pay grade. That has to suck.
If you eat your family in a pie, yeah, that would suck.
I was also thinking what the Astros draft pick is living through, where like it's not even like a real person did something bad that has your last name. It's like some guy in a book.
Yeah,
like, some guy named him in a book, and it just ended up being an HBO show.
Right.
And now it's like the like touchstone reference of like something bad happened, kind of like the Red Wedding. Like there's nothing he could have done.
Struggles, there will be Frey memes used against him. Maybe there already have been. Some people could probably tell us because he's a LSU outfielder.
Oh yeah, SEC. Yeah, they don't mess around with college baseball. So then someone definitely has probably yelled something at him. At least yelled it to him at a game.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would like if we drafted a Lannister or a Stark more.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen someone with the last name Lannister in real life, nor have I seen someone with the last. I've seen Stark before, that's for sure. I don't think I've ever seen Lannister. I've definitely seen Frey before, but this is the first time I've seen it in a while on a real person. So, Ethan Frey, everybody.
Ethan Frey.
But Xavier Nain seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he described himself as a dirtbag.
Yeah.
As a baseball player.
Thank you for reminding me.
I'm a dirtbag.
This is the quote. Sorry, I didn't have this up in front of me. Xavier Nance, I'm a dirtbag. I'm a baseball player. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. Good. I mean, the Astros do whatever it takes.
That sounds like you're perfect for the Astros.
It's very perfect for the Astros.
They asked him about the Mariners, and he was like, all I know about the Mariners, or all I know about the Astros, that they beat up with the Mariners every year. Just like, whoa. He's already knows all the... how to get a reaction out of the fans. All the jokes.
That is Sean Mapes. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. The voice has lasted at least an hour through the show as I battle strep throat. Up next, are you down with Dana Brown? The Astros general manager gave a state of the... doctor's table yesterday. Do you feel like some of these guys are going to be back sometime soon? Stick around.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.